在昨天的问答时间哈，有一些问题跟罗马书有关系。
Yesterday the Q&A had some questions relevant to Book of Romans.
好，我们先来把这些问题做一个回应。
So let's respond to these questions first.
12题哈。Okay. 12题。
I was going to answer question 12.
论断别人的定义是什么？
What is the definition of judging others?
对某个人到教会穿着打扮的论断，怎样是不是在论断他
？If we comment on someone's dressing at the church, does this mean we're judging others?
罗马书提到论断至少有两个例子。
The Book of Romans mentions at least two instances of judgment.
那我们来看这个例子，然后再回来想论断的定义是什么。
So we'll look at these two examples and then come back to this question.
我们看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2, Romans.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书第二章第一节。
Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are,who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things.
这个地方讲论断这是一种罪，定自己的罪。在什么事上论断人，在什么事上定自己的罪。
It says that in whatever matter we judge another person, then we are condemning ourselves of the same thing.
为什么这样讲？
Why is this so?
因为我们要论断，一定要有一个标准。
Because when we judge, there must be a standard to judge by.
那用这个标准来衡量别人，他做的对还是不对。
Using this basis of judgment, we determine whether other people are right or wrong.
所以很可能这个人在我们用的标准量一下，他是不对的。
So under our basis of judgment, but that person might be guilty.
但是我们忘记了，就是当我们用这个标准来量自己的时候，很可能我们也是不对的。
What we forget is that when we use the very same basis of judgment against ourselves, we too are also guilty.
所以才说论断别人在什么事上定自己的罪。
This is why it says here that when we judge another person in certain matter, we judge ourselves in the very same thing.
因此你论断人的自己所行跟别人一样。
Therefore, when we condemn another person for something, we are also condemning ourselves.
所以圣经说不要论断人，就不会被人论断。
This is why the Bible tells us that if we don't judge another person, we will not be judged.
那第二个就是动机。
Secondly is the motive.
人看人看外表。
When we look at another person, we judge by external appearance.
神看人看内心。
Whereas God sees into our inner heart.
所以一个人的内心我们看不到。
We cannot pierce into another person's inside heart.
那凭着外表要论内心，有时候会错误。
And when we make a determination based on the appearance or the act itself, we may make a mistake.
这是第二个原因，为什么说论断是不好的。
This is the second reason why it's not good to judge.
那第三个原因，雅各书说，只有神才有资格来论断一个人。
Third reason is mentioned in James, saying that God only has the right to judge another person.
那我们现在以这个例子他说我提问这个例子来说。
So let's turn back to the question for reference.
这个例子在讲，如某人到教会穿着打扮，有评论。
In this question, it says that if someone dresses in a certain way and you have something to say about it.
好，我请问，来教会打扮好还是不打扮好？
So let's first pose the question: When you come to church, should you dress yourself up or not?
打扮好啊。整洁就好。
As long as you look tidy.
Okay. 我们在教会里面看到几个例子。
In church, there are several instances.
比方说有的同龄他到公司上班打扮得非常入时。
Some fellow members, when they go work in the company environment, they have to wear really chic, very trendy.
因为 在公司里面也要跟外面的人应对，所以你要跟他们一样。
Because you have to interact with other people in this world, so you have to dress in a similar fashion.
啊，但是他来教会敬拜神，他打扮得很朴素。
When they come to church to worship God, they dress in a very plain, understated manner.
啊，因为他觉得我是来拜神的。
Because they felt that they are worshiping God.
所以我不需要跟去公司一样啊，打扮这个样子。
So they don't need to fancy themselves up in the same way that they go to the company environment.
所以他的动机是我来拜神的这个哈，所以我用最啊单纯的方式来表达我对神的敬畏。
So for them, their motive to worship God is very simple, just to wear simple clothing, to make sure there's reverence toward God.
哦，但是你如果到非洲就不一样了。
But if you were to go to Africa, it's a different set of mentality.
真的很热。
It's very hot.
哇，但是弟兄都穿西装还打领带啊。
But all the brothers are in suits and ties.
而且他们聚会也不是安静坐着，还起来跳。
They don't just sit quietly during the service. They jump up and down and dance.
啊，他的民族性啊。
This is in accordance to their culture.
啊，那姐妹就最漂亮的衣服就是礼拜六穿。
And for the sisters, they would put on their Saturday best.
我就问他说：“哎，这么热，你怎么穿到这么正式
？”So I asked him, "How come it's so hot and you're wearing something so formal?"
啊，他说：“这一天是来拜神的。”
And they responded that this is the day that we worship God.
我说我穿上最好的啊，来表达我对神的尊敬。
I must put on my very best to express my respect toward God.
哦，所以他穿最好的，他的动机是表达他爱来拜神，用这个来表达。
So they put on their very best as a motive to express their reverence toward God.
哦，所以这个两个都有相同的动机，但是两个不同的表现。
And we see that in both instances they have the same motive, but they express it differently.
哦，所以论断会弄错了。
So if we were to judge, we will make a mistake.
哦，但是哦，虽然这样讲哦，我们在教会敬拜神哦，我们的存心既然要来拜神。
And since we, in spite of this, when we come to church, since we have the heart to worship God,
哦，那我们就要用心就对了。
Then we have to make sure we worship sincerely with our heart.
你要穿整齐来代表对神的尊敬，或者穿很简朴来代表啊，我来敬拜神。
Whether you
这个都好。
Whether you dress really proper or just understated to worship God, either way is fine.
啊，但是如果来教会哦，到外面跑步那个短裤短运动衫穿着就来，这个可能不太适合。
But if you were to come to church in your gym clothes, then that may not be appropriate.
因为这个从心里面，你到底要代表什么
？Because what are you trying to express from your heart?
代表就是我来拜神，跟我去外面跑步一样。
Maybe you're trying to convey that when I come to worship God, it's just as if I'm going out for jogging.
所以最重要就是我们要代表我们的心，我们怎么去表达。
So the most important is that we express ourselves in the way that shows our heart.
好，那到罗马书的十四章。
Turn to Romans 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. 2. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. 3. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him.
这里讲不要论断，吃的东西不要论断的。
It says here not to judge concerning food.
因为在新约时代
Under the New Testament,
只有两个不可以吃，两件事情。
There are only two food that we should avoid eating.
第一个，血不可以吃。
Number one is that we cannot drink blood.
第二个，拜过偶像的不可以吃。
Second, we cannot eat anything that has been offered to idols.
所以旧约利未记那个洁净不洁净，对我们来讲这个已经过去了。
So as far as in the Levitical era, what food is considered clean or unclean, they don't apply to us.
那如果我们要吃什么不吃什么，很可能就是我们个人的原因。
So whether we want to eat something or not, it has to do with our personal preference.
这个个人的原因就是健康的考虑或者我们个人的嗜好。
Maybe out of our health concerns or because of our preference.
那现在有的人如果他还相信什么是不洁净的不应该吃，好像猪肉不洁净不应该吃。
Now some people nowadays believe that pork is unclean and they refuse to eat it.
就照这一段圣经来讲，这是信心软弱。
Based on this passage, it means that they're weak in faith.
因为在基督里面这些都过去，你信吗？如果你信，你就可以吃啊。
Because in Christ, all these things have already passed away. Do you believe? And if you believe, then you can eat it.
那你如果信不下去，你还是停留在旧约什么这个猪肉不洁净不可以吃。
But if you cannot accept it and you're still in Old Testament and you don't want to eat pork because it's unclean.
那这样的一个行为是信心软弱，所以我们要接纳它，这是一种爱心。
This kind of behavior is out of a weak faith, and therefore we have to accept and accommodate such persons.
不是论断他。
Rather than judging him.
如果一个人来教会不吃猪肉。
Let's say if a person comes to church and refuses to eat pork.
我们一直在论断他，他可能到最后他就离开教会了。
And we continue to judge him, then maybe he will just leave the church altogether.
但是信心成长有一个过程。
But the growth of faith requires a process.
他可能刚刚来信主。
Maybe this person just came to Christ.
他已经一生都不吃猪肉。
And he had not eaten pork for his entire lifetime.
那渐渐信心强了以后他就开始对，在基督里我们是自由，他就有那个信心，他就可以吃了。
And gradually, when his faith builds up, and he realizes that in Christ we are allowed to eat pork, and then he starts to eat it.
吃不吃这是小事，但是如果我们论断别人让他跌倒，这是大事。
Whether we eat or not, that's a trivial matter. But if we judge and make that person stumble, then that becomes a serious matter.
那也有一些好像说犹太人的基督徒。
Now,
他来我们教会慕道。
We also have some Judaic Christians who came to our church for truth seeking.
那他不吃猪肉。
And they do not eat pork.
那现在问题是，教会要跟着他们都不可以煮猪肉来吃吗？
No, so the question is, does the church then stop preparing pork in order to cater to them?
也要这样做也不对。
If you do that, that's also wrong.
因为新约时代已经自由了。
Because in the New Testament era, we are liberated.
但是对他们还在守旧约，我们要尊重他。
But as for them, they still kept under the old Mosaic law, so we have to respect that.
所以我们就准备一些他觉得洁净的给他吃。
So we prepare a separate dish, what they consider to be kosher for them to eat.
但是基督里面的自由，我们每一个人都可以享受，我们有我们从道理的了解有做法。
But under Christ, we are given the freedom and liberty to eat what God deems to be clean, so we can follow accordingly.
所以不可以论断人是人啊，对象是人。
So we are not to judge a person. That object is person.
但是对事情要有判断力。
But when it comes to matters, we need to have discernment.
所以在哥林多前书第二章你如果看英文它怎么写
？So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
，First Corinthians chapter 2,
15节
，Verse 15.
请。
But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
你看他英文用什么字？判断。
This word judge.
属灵人。中文叫做看透万事，看透就是有判断力，对，能够判断每一件事情。
A spiritual person has the ability to judge all things.
也就是说，他可以判断这样好，这样不好。
Meaning that he can discern whether this is good or bad.
那有判断力，我们才可以成为义人。
And only when we have the ability to judge can we become a righteous man.
有判断力，我们才可以走在神的道路上。
Only when we have discernment can we walk on the path of God.
所以不要论断人，但对事情要有判断力。
So we should not judge a person, but rather we need to be discerning when it comes to matters.
因为这是属灵人的表现。
Because this is the expression of a spiritual person.
那为着要有属灵的判断力。
Now, in order to have this ability to judge spiritually,
16节。
Verse 16.
谁知道主的心去教导呢？但是我们有基督的心，就是里面有基督的心，才有判断力。
Only when we have the mind of Christ can we have this ability to judge.
这就是我们对这个问题的一个答案。
So this is the response to the question.
那如果你觉得不能够明白，有不同的意见我们没有课的时候可以讨论。
And if you cannot accept the answer or you still need further clarification, please come to the preacher after the class.
我们看18题。
Let's look at question 18.
如果犹太人在耶稣在地上的时候接受了基督做他们的救世主，那么外邦人是否会得救？也许通过一个不同的计划。
If the Jews accepted Christ as their Savior during Jesus' time on earth, would the Gentiles still be saved? Perhaps through a different plan.
罗马书第一个就是讲罪。
Romans chapter 1 deals with sin.
犹太人、外邦人都有罪。
Whether you're Jews or Gentiles, you're both under sin.
第二个就是讲称义。
Secondly is justification.
犹太人、外邦人都要信耶稣才有称义的恩典。
Whether Jews or Gentiles alike, you must be justified in order to receive salvation.
那没有听过福音的人，那他的本性就是他的良心，就是他的审判。
For the people who never came across the gospel, then the conscience will be their judgment.
所以十诫从第五诫到第十诫，没有听过道理的人都有良心知道什么是该做，什么是不该做。
So for the tenth commandment, from the fifth to the tenth commandment, are defines what a normal person's conscience will be and will judge them accordingly.
因此主耶稣来，他福音是先传给犹太人，后来才传给外邦人。
When Lord Jesus came to earth, he first evangelized to the Jewish people and later to the Gentiles.
我们也可以说，先听到福音的要照着神的道理来审判。
So we can say in this way that those who first hear the gospel will come first under the judgment.
那没有听到福音的用他的良心来审判他。
Whereas the people who did not hear the gospel, their conscience would be their judgment.
所以是不是有第三条路呢？
So is there a third path?
圣经是我们信仰的根据。
The Bible is the basis of our faith.
所以我看不出来还有一个神还有一个不同的计划会让人得救。
We cannot see that there is another path that God laid out for salvation.
外邦人有哪一条路呢？看不出来。
We don't see an alternate path for Gentiles.
但是不管如何，我们在基督里是蒙福的。
But regardless, in Christ we are blessed.
好，我们再看下面十九题。
Let's refer to the next question.
请你念。
What is the gospel? The gospel we preach, the gospel preached by Paul, the gospel preached by the Lord Jesus, state contents, targets, and Bible verses. How do we understand the connection of the doctrines and the gospel? What is the scripture support for missionary evangelism in relation to the doctrines and gospel?
已经到了二十一题了。
This is question 21.
好吧，是九题。
Turn back to question 19, please. 19. Knowing the sin is innate is important so that we know how to overcome it. I feel that many TJC church members overemphasize this aspect as if to boast. Example, I'm a sinner and leave out Jesus and Holy Spirit help to overcome.Plus, our end goal is to overcome sin and attain salvation.
Okay. 知道罪是天性，这是重要的。
It's important to know that sin is innate.
但也知道应该如何战胜它。
But we also need to know how to overcome sin.
但是我觉得许多真耶稣教会及信徒过度强调这一点。
I feel that Many TJC church and members overemphasize this point.
这个过度不过度哈，主要看我们要怎么讲。
Whether emphasized or overemphasized depends on how you look at it.
罗马书从第一章到第二章都是在讲罪。
Romans chapter 1 and 2 completely focuses on the matter of sin.
第一章到第三章
Romans chapter 1 to 3 all focus on sin.
所以三篇在讲罪。
So we have three chapters dedicated completely to sin.
那接下去就讲两个恩典。
Then followed by two grace.
从第四章到第六章就是在讲信耶稣受洗称义的恩典。
Chapter 4 to 6 talk about believing Christ, be baptized, and receive salvation.
那第七章在讲罪里面我们觉得非常没有能力。
Chapter 7 tells us that in sin we feel powerless.
那第八章就是在讲从圣灵得到能力，让我们从罪得到自由。
Chapter 8 tells us that through Holy Spirit we will be empowered to overcome sin.
所以罪讲完就讲赦罪的恩典，还有圣灵让我们成圣的恩典。
So after talking about sin, then talk about through the Holy Spirit how we can overcome the sin.And the grace of salvation.
所以如果我们讲一直强调在第二章、第三章、第四章那这就是过分了。
So if we completely focus on the sin matters, then it will be overemphasized.
但是如果我们强调罪以后，再强调洗礼的功用，再强调圣灵的更新，那这个是一个很自然的结果。
But if we emphasize that with sin, you can remove sin through the baptism and having the Holy Spirit to help us overcome and receive salvation, then we're describing a process.
但是如果我们没有强调罪，一直强调洗礼跟圣灵。
But if we never talk about sin and merely focuses on baptism and removal of sin,
我们不会觉得恩典很大。
We will not feel that there is anything great about having this grace.
因为我如果生病好像一个感冒。
For instance, when I get sick, I have a common cold.
我去看医生，他把我医好了。
And I go to the doctor, I get healed.
我也不会觉得这是大事。
I wouldn't consider this to be a major event.
甚至在非洲。
Even when you're in Africa.
我们很怕疟疾，非洲人根本就不怕疟疾。
We are very afraid of malaria, but the Africans, they don't even mind it.
有时候看他们，倒在这个会堂那，在那里睡觉。
Sometimes I see them just lying down in the chapel sleeping.
就问那个工人他怎么一回事。
So I ask the worker, what's happening to them?
疟疾啊。
They have malaria.
对我们来讲疟疾大事啊。
And for us here, malaria is a major thing.
对他们小事，让他睡睡就好了。
To them, it's a small matter. Just let them sleep and they'll be fine.
药丸吃吃睡睡，第二天就好了。
Take some pills and then sleep it off until the next day.
那如果今天你得了麻风病。
So let's say today, if you have leprosy,
忽然间一个医生把你医好
，and suddenly there's a doctor who heal you completely.
我们会从心里面真的佩服这个医生很高明。
Then from the bottom of our heart, we will show our utmost respect for this doctor's technology or skills.
因为这个麻风病是没有药可以医的。
Because with leprosy, you know there is no cure.
所以为什么我们要把罪讲得非常的彻底？
This is why we have to really explain sin to its fullest thoroughness.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
就是地狱的刑罚。
It is the suffering in hell.
是永刑。
It is the eternal suffering.
所以这个强调得很清楚。
So once we emphasize this and explain it very clearly,
那现在主耶稣要赦我们的罪。
And now we talk about Lord Jesus want to deliver us from our sins.
我们不需要死下地狱。
We don't need to go through death and enter into the lake of fire.
要过到那个美好的天国。
Rather, we can go to the wonderful heaven above.
我们就会更感谢神。
Then we will show a greater gratitude to God.
因为我们真的了解罪很深，而且刑罚很重。
Because now we fully realize that sin is so severe that it can bring about such condemnation.
所以讲罪这个没有问题，因为圣经讲得很清楚。
So when we talk about sin, really it's a non-issue because the Bible is very clear on this topic.
但是下两步就是要强调赦罪的恩典，圣灵的能力要让我们除掉罪性。
But the following two steps, the forgiveness of sin through baptism and how Holy Spirit empower us to overcome sin.
所以如果我们布道会我讲一直讲罪，然后你罪的结果就是下地狱。
So let's say during an evangelical service and we only talk about sin and the end of sin is going down to hell.
就完了，祷告回家，这个就你把一个人带到地狱里面没有带上来怎么可以。
And then you just conclude the sermon right there and then. Then you're bringing that person into hell and not giving him a way out.
所以还没有结束以前一定要把他拉上来。
So before the service ends, you must bring him out of hell.
不是吓到他，就是真的你有一个希望。
Not to scare him to death, but rather to give him hope.
好，这是第十九条。
That was question 19.
好，二十条。
Right, now let's go on to 20. In Romans 14:2, why would they only eat vegetables? Is this a Hebrew custom?
Okay. 那个时候的文化环境我不太了解。
We don't know the full scope of the cultural background back then.
但是很显然的，就是如果一个人预备的都是不洁净的，对犹太人讲不洁净的肉。
But it's very obvious that during the preparation of meat, Jewish will consider it to be unkosher.
那旁边一堆沙拉，你想他会吃什么
？And next to it, you have a bowl of salad. Which one would they eat?
那肉不洁净，我就吃沙拉嘛。
Since you have a plate of unclean meat, of course they would eat the salad.
我怎么看他每个礼拜来，他都吃沙拉，是不是他很喜欢吃
？And so people might have the false impression that he only eats salad. He must love salad.
因为没有准备那个他们喜欢吃的，他们能够吃洁净的肉。
Because we didn't prepare any what they consider to be kosher meat for them to eat.
所以希伯来的习俗，如果我们从圣经了解，他也吃肉，但是是吃洁净的。
We know the Hebrews they also eat meat, but they only eat what is kosher.
Okay. 好，我们再看二十一条。
Let's turn to the next question, 21. 需要再读吗？
对。
Okay. So what is the gospel? The gospel we preach. The gospel preached by Paul. The gospel preached by the Lord Jesus.State contents, targets, and Bible verses, how do we understand the connection of the doctrines and the gospel? What's the scriptural support for missionary evangelism in relation to the doctrines and gospel?
What is the gospel? 福音是什么?
What is the gospel?
那我们传的福音跟保罗传的福音又是什么关系?
And how is our gospel in relation to Paul's gospel?
那什么是福音？我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十六节。
Romans 1 verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek.
福音就是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
The gospel is the power of God to save everyone who believes.
所以福音就是要救人的好消息。
So the gospel is the good news to bring people to salvation.
好，那十七节。
Verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
那福音怎么救人？
So how does salvation, how does the gospel save us?
就是把神的义借着福音显明出来，让人得着神的义。
For the righteousness of God is revealed through the gospel in such a way that people can receive the salvation.
那所以我们有神的义就可以跟神重新和好。
And because once we have God's righteousness, then we can reconcile to God.
就可以从神得到永生，得到很多的恩典。
And we can receive a lot of grace, including salvation and many others.
好，那如果再讲清楚福音是什么，救恩是什么
？Let's go one step further. What exactly is salvation?
好，马太使徒行传二十六章
，Acts 26.
使徒行传二十六章
Acts 26
18
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
好，这个地方讲哈，福音就是几节，救恩就是几这件事情。
Salvation consists of several matters.
从黑暗归向光明。
To move from darkness into light.
黑暗代表死。
Darkness represents death.
光明代表永生。
Light represents eternal life.
所以福音就是救我们脱离死亡，进到永生。
So gospel is to turn us from the darkness of death into the light of eternal life.
好，那福音就是从撒旦的控制救我们进到神爱子的国度。
And gospel is to deliver us from the power of Satan to God's kingdom of love.
啊，没有得到福音，他就活在魔鬼的控制下，死在魔鬼的国度里面。
Without gospel, then a person would be clutched in the darkness and condemned to eternal death.
哦，那得到福音就是移民到爱子的国度，然后将来到啊神的国度天国。
When they hear and accept the gospel, then they are entering into the kingdom of God's love and delivered to heaven.
好，所以福音就是因为信神被称义，所以罪得赦免。
So gospel means that when you believe in God, then you are justified and become righteous.
所以从今我们在神面前是没有罪的。
And from henceforth, you are without sin before God.
没有一个人能够控告我们。
And no one can condemn us.
因为耶稣已经为我们死了。
Because Jesus Christ has already died for us.
我们的罪已经被赦免了。
And our sins have been washed away.
所以那个比我们行为好的人也不能控告我们。
And even people who are of better conduct cannot condemn us.
因为耶稣已经赦免我的罪。
Because Jesus Christ has already forgiven our sins.
好，那接下去。
Continue on.
因信我蒙得赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith.
福音就是我们有天上的基业。
Gospel is when we have inheritance in heaven.
也就是天上的永生加上荣耀。
It means that the eternal heavenly kingdom and plus the glory.
倒过来，没有得到福音，就去不到天上，在地狱有刑罚。
Conversely, if you cannot, you don't receive the gospel, then you go down to hell, and there's eternal damnation.
那保罗传的福音跟我们现在传的福音有什么不同？
The gospel that Paul preached, is it any different from what we preach today?
完全一样。
It's completely identical.
所以这个叫真教会。
This is why we say true church.
我们传的跟使徒教会传的一样。
Because what we preach is identical to what the apostolic church preached.
那我们把这个重要的这个福音的教义把它整理起来，叫做教义。
And once we organize all the doctrines related to salvation, and we call it doctrine.
比方说以弗所书第四章，我们看。
For instance, in Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians 4,
第四节到第六节
Verse 4 to 6 There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
我们算算看四节到六节有几个一
Let's count from verse 4 to 6. How many ones are there?
几个一
How many ones?
七个一，对不对
？Seven ones，
一就不是二了。
If it's one, that means it's not two.
所以这个七个一就是有七个真理。
Seven ones means that there are seven truths.
那这个七个一其中里面的一信再把它解释清楚，就是包括安息日。
Of this seven ones.One faith, if we were to expand it, it also includes keeping the Sabbath.
然后再加上圣餐礼。
And plus a holy communion.
再加上我们对圣经的看法。
Plus our insight into the Bible.
那加起来就是十条。
And you add them together, it's ten 10 basic beliefs.
所以十条诫命、十条信条从哪里来？就是这个以弗所书第四章七个一，把它解释更清楚，就是十条十大信条。
So the 10 basic beliefs of True Jesus Church is based on the seven ones here when we expanded, clarified.
那保罗说，我所领受是从我所传的是从神领受的。
And Paul says that what I preach is revealed from God.
甚至他说，传给你们的跟我传的不同，他要受咒诅。
And he even stated that if anyone were to preach anything different from mine, from what he preached, let him be cursed.
受咒诅很严重了。
And being cursed is a very serious matter.
所以传不同的啊，不但没有福气，而受咒诅。
So if we were to preach a different gospel, not only you will not receive any blessing, but you will receive curses.
所以啊，一方面我们觉得神给我们的很宝贵。
So on one hand, we feel that what God had given to us is so precious.
二方面我们需要去传。
And on the other hand, we also need to evangelize this gospel.
比方说哈。
For instance.
如果我们说你信耶稣就有圣灵。
If we say that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you already have Holy Spirit.
你受洗你就有圣灵。
Or if you baptize and you have Holy Spirit.
那我相信我就永远不会求圣灵。
And if I believe in that, then I would never pray for Holy Spirit.
因为我已经有圣灵了。
Because I have Holy Spirit already.
那照着我们对圣经的了解，得圣灵要说方言。
But according to our understanding of the Bible, when you receive Holy Spirit, you have to speak in tongues.
那没有说谎就是没得圣灵。
And without speaking in tongues means you haven't received Holy Spirit.
但是有人传给我说你受洗就有圣灵。
But some people preach to me that when you baptize, you already have Holy Spirit.
所以我没有求圣灵。
And therefore, I don't bother to pray for Holy Spirit.
到死我也没有圣灵。
Even when I die, I still don't have Holy Spirit.
我得救就有问题了。
Then salvation would be questionable.
所以为什么在讲这么严重，传的跟我保罗说跟他从神领受的不同，要受咒诅。
This is why Paul made it such a serious matter that anyone preaches a different gospel from his, then he will be cursed.
我们都希望做好好先生啊，这个咒诅这句话不要讲。
We all want to be nice people and we don't want to curse anyone.
但是这是写在圣经里面的。
But this is what's stated in the Bible.
所以啊，传福音是我们给人最大的爱。
So when we preach the gospel to other people, it's the greatest expression of love.
那主耶稣传什么？
What does the Lord Jesus preach?
主耶稣传他自己。
Lord Jesus preached himself.
因为他是神嘛，所以他讲道都是以自己为中心的。
Because he is God, and therefore he preached based on him.
没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Without me, no one can go to the Father.
你讲他很骄傲吗？
Can you say that he's so arrogant?
他就是神啊。
He is God.
所以他来就是铺一条路给我们上天国。
And he came to lay a path for us to go to heaven.
我就是道路真理生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and life.
我们不能说他很骄傲啊。
We cannot say that he's arrogant.
他在陈述事实。
He's stating facts.
如果有一个病，只有一个医生可以医。
If there's a certain sickness, only one physician can cure it.
他到处传说，我可以医你的病，除了我，没有人能医你的病。
And he goes around and tell everyone that only I can heal you of this sickness.
我们会说他很骄傲吗？
Can we say that this physician is very arrogant?
我们知道他很有爱心。
But we have to say that he is very loving.
他希望更多人病得医治。
Because he wants more people to be healed of their sickness.
好，我们再来看25题。
Let's look at the question 25. Regarding the passage, Jacob, have I loved, Esau, have I hated? I originally thought it was because God foreknew Esau's disobedience, but God chose Jacob. According to the Romans, however, it is not so because they would imply that the salvation is by works. How to explain, especially to truth seekers, the precept of God gives mercy to whomever he desires. Doesn't God have mercy on everyone?
这个我们昨天已经提过。
We mentioned this yesterday.
神的拣选，罗马书讲得很清楚。
The selection of God is very clearly explained in Romans.
神拣选的，他就得到救恩。
Whoever God chooses will receive salvation.
神有绝对的主权，做他自己的决定。
God has the absolute sovereignty over what his choices.
这是圣经讲的。所以被拣选的，这是恩典。
So this is what Bible tells us. So whoever are chosen, you are under grace.
但是圣经里面也有讲神愿意万人得救。
But the Bible also tells us that it's God's heart to save all mankind.
所以这么多慕道者来教会听道理。
So So when we have all the true seeker coming to the church to hear the gospel,
到时候信不信是他自己的决定啊。
But ultimately, believe or not, it's up to them.
所以他如果信，他就得到救恩了。
If they believe, they receive salvation.
所以一个人不能用神没有拣选我啊，在说啊这样啊，所以我不能得救。
So a person cannot excuse himself by saying, because God didn't choose me, so I cannot be saved.
神爱世人。
God loves all people.
甚至将他的独生子赐给世人。
And even offer his only son to this world.
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him would not die and go instead have eternal life.
所以我们需要传福音，让更多人来有机会接受这个福音。
So we need to evangelize and preach the gospel so more people can accept the gospel.
最后一个问题，二十六个。
Last question, 26. What is Godhead in Romans 1:20?
这个罗马书第一章二十节哈。
Romans 1:20.
请。自从创天地以来，神的永能跟神性是明明可知的。那创造天地所显示的神性是什么？
So since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen.
第一个。
First of all.
我们如果看耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书的第十章。
Jeremiah 10.
第十章的十二节。
Verse 12. He has made the earth by his power.He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
在神的创造里面，第一个显露，神是无所不能的神。
Through the creation, God revealed that he is an almighty God.
第二个，在神的创造里面，神是一个无所不知的神，很有智慧的神。
And through God's creation, you can also tell he is an omnipotent, all-knowing.
到了十三节。
By verse 13,
他提到多水激动下雨。
That he utters his voice as multitude of waters in the heavens.
云雾上腾就是水蒸气。
And the vapors ascend.
闪电。
And there's lightning.
还有风。
And the wind.
这个都是神的爱。
All of these are out of God's love.
所以在神的创造里面至少表现神的能力、神的智慧还有神的爱。
So through the creation of God, demonstrate to us of his power, authority, and love.
还有神的主权。
And his sovereignty.
他创造万物。
For he created all things.
所以万物在他的掌管之下。
So everything is under his control.
表示他是我们的来源。
This also points to the fact that he is the source of us all.
所以一神他就是众人的父。
So one God who is the father of all.
为什么要拜神？
Why do we need to worship God?
因为他是我们的父。
Because he is our heavenly father.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
咱们休息。
Let's take a break.